531.
Vela Manusaute is a Samoan director, writer, and one half of the famous Pacific comedy duo, The Brownies. He was the first Niwen to graduate from the New Zealand Drama School Toi Whakaari. In 2002, he co-founded the theatre and music group Killer Coconut Crew, whose biggest hit was The Factory, a musical based partly on his father's move to New Zealand. In 2014, it was reborn as a web series. More recently, he was awarded the Adam New Zealand Play Award for Best Play by a Pasifika writer for his play Sons of Vau. Vela joins us on the line now this morning to talk about his award as well as other creative projects he's working on at the moment. Whakalofala hea atu, talofalava Vela, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, whakalofala hea atu. I so love your announcements like a church sermon. I love you, so good. It's like, oh, here we go, this guy again, back on radio. He did this, he did that, man.
Wow, yeah. You are the one that's doing all the work, my brother. You guys are in the middle of a rehearsal. How has COVID-19 affected your rehearsal, please?
Also, you know, this COVID-19 has thrown our plan out the window. I just want to go and find COVID and give it some wrestling match. It's hard for us because we are meant to be opening next week. So we've just been, we're still going ahead. We've been rehearsing on Zoom, in virtual rehearsal. It's not the same. I don't have any feeling when, I can't express myself on Zoom. But it's thrown our plans out the window. But you know, the show must go on, and we're rehearsing on Zoom.
Tell us, this is not your script for Sons of Vau. Tell us, what is the show that's going to be open next week, and when is it going to open, and what is the name of the show?
The show that we're talking about. It's Tropical Lovebird with the Auckland Art Festival. So it's been pushed back a bit or pushed forward. When we're going to be opening, I think. I think somewhere in March, we're still in discussion. But I wanted to talk about is, it's the Sons of Vau, which is, I'm excited about that.
Yes, so this is a brand new play. It hasn't been put on stage yet.
Yeah, totally hasn't. I think it was the last lockdown that I wrote it. I think sometime last year, and they just submitted to the Adams Play Market, Adams Play Play Awards, and yeah, it came up on top.
Sons of Vau, obviously there's a character in there, Vau. Tell me he's 58 years old and that he is a Samoan, you know, around about 58, around about 5'10" maybe.
Also, as much as we're jokey about it, but I'm serious about it. In terms of, I thought about you, Uzo. Then, you know, I thought that the last photo I saw you running, helping the blind person, I thought, man, he's still got his muscles. Maybe I wonder if he's still got his acne chops and come through.
Yeah, maybe I never had any acting chops to start off with.
When things don't go, you know, you just had to take your shirt off and all will go well. But it's a dramatic piece. Something that I was like, kind of, I'm ready for those type of stories, you know, the stories that, reflect who I am, what I am. So that kind of thing. It's just exciting times to be able to be creative and being able to tell my stories. And for me, my stories heal me. My stories tells, you know, the world about myself.
Yeah. So is it sort of semi-autobiographical, is it?
Totally. It's inspired by my own journey. Everything that's kind of like, you know, I believe that my stories now, you know, I spend years looking outside my window looking for stories, but the stories are within me, the stories in my backyard, you know, just to, It is inspired by my own story. My own journey has to be inspired by my own journey. To, you know, we only laugh and cry with things that we can relate to, or, you know, think that has purpose in our lives. And I think for me at this time, you know, it was since I turned 50, I found my brain, or I found my courage, or I found myself in terms of my creative work, you know, balance my, you know, everything. It's everything kind of like catches up in a good way.
So is it like a one-hander? You're the only character in this one character in the show, or is it a couple of characters?
It's a four character. It's about a father and his three sons, you know, and yeah, it's only four characters.
Wow.
Yeah.
There are some deep relationships to explore there, especially for us Pacifica men, you know, that whole vibe between you and your dad.
And
many of us, even at our own age now, are still struggling to come to terms with how that relationship works. And interesting, as you say, as you, you know, get older, the relationship and the balance in power sort of changes, whereas previously they were the dominant one in the family and in the relationship. But as they get older, you see them in a different light. And as you have your own children, you appreciate them for what they've done for you, and you understand why they did the things they did. And I think all of those issues are really worth exploring.
Tony, you just gave my script away. That's exactly what it is.
It's
to heal myself. You know, my mom has said to me that we've been in New Zealand for 40 years, you know, and I said to her, you know, in my mind, what else can I do? I can only document our story. You know, I can only document, you know, like this is a tribute or a conversation that this must have in terms of myself, my sons that I have now, and also, you know, my father who passed away a long time ago. But, you know, all these energy need to be resolved, all these stories need to come forward in a creative, in a safe space, you know, to make me a better person, a better father, to make me a better human being, because I get to an age now where I'm thinking, you know, I need a lot of love. I need lots of, you know, I'm nicer now than I was before. I kind of understand what love is, or what's needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when can we look forward to seeing Sons of Vow on stage?
Well, you know, I know you're busy because you get the radio show, and we are looking maybe next year also. Maybe next year we're looking at getting the show off, you know, still need to go through another work, you know, need certainly workshop, rewrite, all that kind of stuff. But the idea and foundation is already set.
Wonderful, wonderful. Velav Manusautse, once again, tell us about the show that's going to be opening next week if COVID-19 comes down a level, and where can people find tickets for Bert's
Auckland Arts Festival website, or you can just, everybody's actually not going nowhere, so you can find us on Facebook, Tropical Lovebirds. It's coming through. It is a you know, comedy drama. It's very funny. It's great. It'll be a great night at the theatre, and it's with the Auckland Arts Festival. So, yeah.
Writer, director, comedian and creative Vela Manusaute, congratulations again on the award, and thank you so much for your time, Uso.
Thank you so much, Uso. Appreciate it. Hello.
You're listening to Early Edition with 5:31 PI, bringing Pacific people.